James Mercer calling 100.1 The X from the Shins. We're so excited to have you in town on Saturday.
Yeah, we're stoked too. We can't wait. It's going to be a good time. Our drummer is from the area. It's always a good time. Beautiful town, you know?
But tonight you are in Red Rocks.
Yeah, tonight it's Red Rocks. Yep.
That, I've heard, is a magical place.
It's pretty crazy. I was just wandering the halls and looking at all the old photographs of when this place was dedicated, which I didn't realize was so long ago. It was 1941.
It's been around for a while. Yeah, well, everybody plays there.
Yeah, we have played here before, about 5 years ago. We did Red Rocks.
So you're on tour right now for Heartworms.
Exactly. Been touring for about almost a year now.
Wow, fantastic. Now, Heartworms is the second album with this current lineup, correct?
Yeah, that's basically the truth, yeah. I've got 5 Shins records out there and 2 Broken Bells records.
Gotcha.
But this lineup, yeah, there's a lot of them on Heartworms, the record, yeah.
Well, that's fantastic that one of your members is having a little homecoming party here in Reno.
It's going to be a fun time.
I'm just looking at your tour schedule, too. You guys are headed later to out of the country, going to Mexico, New Zealand, Australia.
That's right. Yeah, we're very excited about that. We get to end our touring this year in Hawaii.
I was going to ask if that is by design, so you can then just relax after the last one. Or
well, that's the plan. We're hoping to just stay. It's like December 12th, I think, and so we get to just, I think we're going to stay for Christmas and everything.
Christmas in Hawaii. That's very smart. Now, I was reading up on you, some of your history, too, with doing some soundtrack stuff for feature films and Netflix. Do you mind talking about that a little bit?
Oh, not at all. I mean, a lot of those things happen when, you know, somebody's just looking to license a song. All you have to do is say yes. I wrote the song So Now What, which is on Heartworms. I actually wrote that for Zach Braff's latest film. And then we ended up using it on our record, too, just because we couldn't stand the idea of it kind of disappearing, I guess.
So sometimes they'll hear your song and ask if they can license it. And then sometimes they'll come to you and say, I have an idea or I have a theme.
Right.
Make me something.
Yeah, exactly. Which is the more challenging thing
yeah.
to do, I think. You know?
That's a little bit of pressure.
Yeah, usually there's a song they've already temped in, you know, that's been kind of directing a scene around this soundtrack that they've already got. And so you've got to replace something often, which can be kind of a challenge because they're usually using really good songs. You know,
mm-hmm.
It'll be like a Neil Young song or something like this.
Yeah, here's an example of what we're looking for. Can you do this?
Right.
No pressure.
You only need to replace Neil Young.
And where are you guys working out of as far as recording studios these days?
I've got this old Victorian house, and out behind it was a carriage house, and we've turned that into our studio.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of rustic.
Cool. I bet that's an inspiring environment.
It is. It's our little playhouse, whatever.
Good for you.
Escape.
What was the writing and recording process for this latest one, Heartworms?
It was a lot of me sitting at the breakfast table with my kids and my wife and just kind of drinking my coffee. It really, a lot of it came together that way. You know, and then after getting the kids off to school, I could head out to the carriage house and start just kind of recording ideas. It slowly developed like that. And then I started calling in my bandmates to help me flesh things out later. Kind of a nice, low process.
A day at the office. You're a work-from-home dad.
That's right. Exactly.
Now, will you get to stay in Reno for long when you come on Saturday? Are you guys going to play and gamble a little bit? Are you hitting the road the next morning? Or
we're actually going to be working on a video shoot in Tahoe, John. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be in Tahoe for a little bit the day before, working on video stuff. And I guess that's not too far away, is it?
No, Tahoe from Reno is about a half hour, 45 minutes, depending on which angle you take. Super close.
Okay, right, yeah. So
beautiful
tomorrow.
Up there. Lots of great music venues to play up in Tahoe, too.
Cool.
Is this a music video you're working on?
Yeah, what we did was we re-recorded the whole record, this iteration of the band. We got in the studio and just redid everything. And we kind of wanted to do each song in a very different way from Heartworms. So we're calling it Flipped. So everything's just kind of the opposite sort of production.
Okay.
And so we are going to be making some video content for that.
Picked a great spot. Tahoe is beautiful. People come from all over the world to hang out in Tahoe. We're pretty lucky.
Yeah, well, cool. Yeah, I'm excited to check it out.
And luckily, it's not covered in snow right now, because sometimes in October, we could have 3 feet of snow. Right now, it's gorgeous.
So you actually.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Fingers crossed.
Sierra, weather is crazy. You picked the perfect weekend.
Okay, awesome.
Well, I don't want to take up too much more of your time. I just wanted to say hi and thank you so much for coming to Reno. We are really looking forward to it. We've been talking about it for weeks, giving away some tickets to our listeners. Exville listeners are definitely fans of you guys. And our afternoon guy especially is so jealous that I get to talk to you right now and he doesn't. So just rub that in a little bit.
All right.
We will see
just
you.
Rub it in.
Yes, exactly. Saturday at the Grand Sierra Resort. That's October 7th. Have an awesome show tonight at Red Rocks.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Safe travels, and we'll see you soon. All right. Thanks, James.